Hey, good morning, you guys. This is going to be a quick little question and answer segment. Today, we're going to be talking about guns and marijuana. Pot. Mary Jane. Yeah, you got it. Okay, I got a couple of questions on that. And Amy wrote in and she said, I would love if you can do a YouTube video explaining the natural forms of medicine. So I'm not getting into all that today. But she said, does God approve of marijuana? I have a good heart. I'm not trying to abuse this herb. I would just love some more spiritual understanding on this topic. Thank you. And then Angelica wrote in and she said, does medicine have a religion? Is medical cannabis against God? So this is going to be the answer that I have. For smoking pot, I can definitely give you a quick short answer on that is no. Okay. Now, let me just give you some scripture and tell you where I'm going with this. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, this is a drug that will alter your state of mind, okay, when you're just sitting around smoking pot. We've all seen the movies and the jokes and the spoofs and all of that, okay? It messes with the frequency that we normally, that our minds and our bodies normally operate at. It messes with your consciousness. And haven't we been talking about frequencies and consciousness so much in this ministry, okay? When you're in an altered state of mind or consciousness, it allows the demonic entry and manipulation of you. Okay, that's when you start hearing, you hear of the people hallucinating, and many times they begin to see scary things, really far out stuff. Okay, that's the same as those people that astral project and they go in these little fantasy land things and everything's fine till some dark, shadowy, scary figure shows up. Okay, so some of the stuff that people are hallucinating is real stuff because it's coming from the demonic side because you've opened yourself up. Okay, you've altered your state of consciousness now. And God knows and Satan knows why you're doing it and why you're using it. Okay, so you're not fooling anybody with some of the excuses that I've heard. Everything God created is good. That's another one. Everything's good. With this argument, we have to remember that all good things can be abused and can be used for bad as well. An example of that is hemp is good for making rope, but bad for smoking. Sex is good with marriage, but adultery is sin. Poisonous mushrooms are good for breaking down dead wood, but bad for eating. So, you know, you can't just throw that argument out. Everything's good. Okay. Regarding medical marijuana, or some people are using the cannabis oil, okay? It is a stimulant and a depressant. It can mess with your short-term memory. These are just a couple of things that I reviewed and looked up online real quick. I'm not an expert on this subject, okay? 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful unto me. This is Paul speaking, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. He's talking about addiction. He's saying, I will not be addicted to anything. Nothing was going to rule over Paul but Jesus Christ, okay? So, another scripture is that I guess the people that are for smoking marijuana and using that particular herb, they like Genesis 1:29. Says that's when you read that scripture out, it's where God was talking about he made all the plants and the fruit trees and the herbs of the field and everything was good and it was all for man. If you study deeper into that, he's talking about the plants of the field and the fruit trees. He's talking about food to eat and nourish your body with for nutrition. Okay, so you don't eat marijuana. All right, so this is what I want to say. You know, there really doesn't seem to be, I guess, a lot of proof that it is so beneficial, you know, to use these things. Now, I know they do prescribe it like prescription marijuana in certain cases. And I just want to put it back on you. you know your intentions and you know your reasons for wanting to use it or have it or do what you're doing with it, okay? And the all of it has to be taken to God in prayer. You be led by your Holy Spirit. Do not be opening yourself up a doorway for the demonic realm just by sitting around smoking it, thinking you're cool with your friends. I'll tell you straight out, in that regard, it's a no. Every time, it's a no. Okay? For the medical side of it, pray and let Holy Spirit lead you. And you do not want to start an addiction in your life, okay? That's the best I can do on that one, you guys. Now, I had another question from Miss Kimmy. And she said, what does the Bible say about guns? I want one just for protection in case it hits the fan. And you guys know what that means. Curious of your thoughts. And the answer for that one is, let's look at Luke 22:36. Then said he unto them, but now he that has a purse, this is Jesus speaking, let him take it. And likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. A sword to me is the biblical equivalent of a gun today. Jesus was about to be crucified and he knew he was leaving his disciples in this wicked world. And he wanted them to be equipped physically to defend themselves against the persecution that would come to their door. And God is always and has been always against murder. He is not about murder, okay? But he is not against defending and protecting yourself. We don't go around looking for fights, but we don't back down when it comes to protecting ourselves either, okay? We just went through, I'll just share this with you guys. We just went through this process with my husband, Scott. He got it, you know, in his head, he wanted to get a gun. So did the whole gun shopping thing, you know, got the kind that he wanted and everything. So, and this isn't the only one we have, but it was a new one, right? And he says, so just for me, they're expensive. They are expensive. Then you have to take a class to be able to carry it on your person. Okay, here in Texas anyway. And then he can have it like on our property or in our car, and they consider the car an extension of your home. But he can't carry it on his person until he takes that class. And the class isn't cheap, okay? Then you got to have the thing registered, and that's not cheap. So, I mean, all the way along, it's like cha-ching, cha-ching. A gun is an investment, okay? Now, Scott was making a point to me last night that I thought was pretty cool. He said, for women who carry a gun, he said it may not be a good idea to keep it in your purse because in your purse, your wallet is in your purse, okay? Your ID is in your wallet, right? Your car keys are in there. So let's say, you know, a perpetrator steals your purse. Now what do they have? They have your address, they have your house keys, and they have a weapon. So they're like all totally set up, right? So, you know, just think about all those things. But God is not against you defending yourself, defending your home, your property, your family. Okay, we're supposed to do those kind of things. We don't go out and try to, you know, mow people down and that kind of thing. But we defend ourselves, okay? So that's what I have for you guys. You guys, those were great questions. Thank y'all for asking. God bless y'all.